Can't believe this. Sunday, it's back on again. Sixers take you on the Stars. And a man who's part of all of this in the magenta, he's looking for the three-peat. His name is Dan Christian, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Dan.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Going good, Dan. Now, Dan, before you get started, my mother is born in Narendra. And
yeah, right.
I understand that you grew up there too.
Yep, I did. I spent the first 13 years of my life there, and all my dad still lives there, and all his side of the family. So I go back fairly often.
Yeah, right. And then you end up at St. Greg's at Campbelltown.
Yep.
Now, that's a rugby league. I mean, it's known for its rugby league.
It is.
Did you get?
Yep.
Would you put on scholarship, or you just went there? What was the go there?
No, just went there. And played. I used to love my rugby league. I loved it more than I love cricket, but I was just better at cricket. Got knocked out cold in the Nutrigrain Cup Grand Final in the year 2000. Got my head in the wrong spot trying to put a shot on Anthony Tupou.
Ah, there you go.
So where was he at? Tupou.
Probably not the only one to do that.
Tupes was from Newcastle, wasn't he? Did he play at Newcastle?
Yeah, it was like, I can't remember exactly who we played.
I'd be Maitland.
It was Maitland, someone like that. I know we beat Palm Beach Currumbin were the favourites, and we beat them in the semi, and then I think it was Maitland we beat in the final. Yeah,
Francis Xavier maybe, or yeah.
So were you?
That sounds right. Actually,
were you playing both sports then when you were at Greg's?
I was. Yeah, I was. Yep. Played it for as long as I could, and then the boys just started to get a bit too big. The leggy, so it was a pretty easy decision for me in the end.
I'll tell you a bit of trivia. Three of James Sedesco's from St. Greg's.
Yep.
And his three first coaches included Jason Taylor, Tim Sheens, and there was one other who Trent Robinson all went to St. Greg's.
All Greg's boys.
Yeah.
Okay, and the great James Smith.
James Francis Chrisley Smith. Yes.
Trent Barrett.
Trent Barrett.
Has any other cricketers come from St. Greg's, Dan? Of note?
No other cricketers of note. No. The Ryan Hoffman was the main one out of our year that got through. That obviously played a lot of first grade. So he was an outside that I played in 2000.
Now, Dan, we were just talking about the Shaw boys that played up, they had in the muck up day. And now it's got banned. Were you partaking in any sort of shenanigans when you were in year 12?
No, of course not. I was very, very much straight down the line at that age. I was a good boy.
Well said.
He said at that age.
Yeah,
we did.
What's happened to you?
No, I was a good kid at school.
Nah, that's good. But the muck up, did you have muck up days? Because I never went to year 12 and I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did, but they were pretty tame. I think the one thing I remember from our muck-up day, so at St. Greg's, everyone's got the same uniform and the same, you get the same backpack. Everyone's got the same backpack. So, and you weren't allowed to take it into the classroom. You had to leave it outside. So we went around the whole school and collected 1,000 kids worth of backpacks and put them all on the footy oval in a big pile.
Oh, right.
Oh, good luck.
So right.
That was probably, that was my main memory from muck-up day. So it wasn't too loose, but pretty funny.
We're chatting with champion cricketer Dan Christian. Speaking about mucking up, Dan, it's just popped in my mind, but there was a certain crossword where they mucked something up involving you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was. It was only about a week. It was about a week before or after the last game of cricket I played for Australia, and they were calling me former. So they'd obviously announced my retirement for me.
Mate, how's things looking ahead of this Big Bash season? You're looking for the three-peat. It's been a phenomenal period for the magenta, which is the Sixers. How's things looking for the 2021-22 season?
Looking really good. We've been able to not only keep the same squad together, we've added a couple as well. So Tom Curran, who has played with the Sixers a fair bit but didn't play last season, he's back this year, and then we've added in Chris Jordan as well, so on top of the exact same squad that we had last year. So it's pretty exciting for us. I know a lot of the boys have been playing pretty well in the one days and the four days in the last month or so everyone's around to go.
Dan, I want to take you back a couple of weeks ago for our 2020 victory in the World Cup. Were you surprised, because not many people gave us a chance, including some experts, so-called experts. Were you surprised at the way we went, and especially, I suppose, Mitch Marsh's performance?
No and no. We, I think just the quality I think the biggest surprise really has been Australia's lack of success in years gone by in the format. We've had a lot of guys that have played a lot of IPL cricket and done really well in international cricket, but as a team, we've just never done that well in World Cup. So I think it was really just a matter of time until we got it together. Saw a lot of Mitch Marsh in the West Indies and Bangladesh tour in the winter. Getting that opportunity to bat up the top, he was absolutely fantastic for us. He was easily our best player on that tour. So, I wasn't surprised that he did so well in that World Cup.
They've settled on Carey as the wicketkeeper for the first test. Were you surprised by that? Did you think they may have gone with Inglis?
Yeah, there's always a chance, I guess, that you're going to go for the younger guy. But I think Alex Carey deserves it. He's spent a long time in that one-day team and been really successful in that one-day team. And I think it's only fair that he's next cab off the rank and gets first opportunity in that spot. He's been a really good player in that one-day team for a while, but his four-day stuff for South Australia has been good as well. So I think he really deserves it.
Some would say that's a predictable pick, Carey being the keeper. This is also predictable. Brian, when he gets a cricketer on, he'll ask him what's their golf handicap, and then he'll segue into a second question. What is your handicap, Dan?
My handicap's one at the moment.
Okay, you're the best.
Here's the obvious question
coming
right now.
You're the best we've had. So we had Maxie on. Who else do we have on? Oh, Samsy. We had Dan Sams on.
Yep.
So they both gave me tips. Now, I'm playing off 18 down at Woollahra, down at Royal Woollahra.
Right.
Just give me one tip I should be doing. Maxie said when you putt off your left foot, because I'm right-handed, put all your weight on your left foot. That's changed a lot. Samsy said try and hit it as hard as you can to get it down there.
If you're going to make an error, make it down there.
Yeah, I know, but that didn't work.
No.
Dan, what have you got for me?
A tip for it, I would say, spend as much time as you can practicing your chipping and your putting. Mm. I know that's not an actual technical tip, but no matter what your technique's like, if you just practice it enough, then you're going to get used to it. You're going to get used to getting the middle of the club. So
soft hands.
That's the best bit of advice I could probably give you. Just watch YouTube videos.
I do, but I'm watching something else.
No, YouTube.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Hey, where are you a member at, Dan? Where are you a member at?
I'm at Bonnie Doon.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there's a few of our Sixers boys here, and James Tedesco's here as well, actually. A couple of other footy players, I think. So.
What's Teddy off? Quite a low number.
Teddy be off. I don't know. I just made it up. Six?
Yeah.
Him and Luke Keary are pretty good, apparently. And, Dan, how often would you play golf?
We're pretty lucky with playing 2020. I'm playing four or five times a week.
Oh, the life.
Which is, because we train either in the morning or the arvo, so you've got mornings or arvos free. I'm actually walking up the seventh.
Oh, you're playing?
Oh, yes.
So good. And are you playing, do you play for money every time?
We play, Moses and Reece and I play for a shirt in the clubhouse. So then you're in the pro shop. So
are you with Moses now?
I'm not, no. I'm playing with Jordan Silk and Jackson Burr at the moment.
Okay. Throw one. When you have your next shot, just throw one of the boys on and they can commentate you in the golfer's voice. Christian, who's 20 metres out. Okay. So
no carts, Dan. You're just taking it on.
These boys are in a cart. I'm walking today.
Oh, you get a bit podgy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Silky will be happy. The Panthers. He's a mad Panther, isn't he, Silky?
No, he's not, actually. He plays, plays cricket out there. But he's a Parramatta supporter.
Oh.
He's...
Commiserations.
He hasn't had a good time, but really, yeah, exactly.
So you're not playing for money today?
No, not today, no.
That's the
best boys
part
are actually nowhere near me at the minute. They're, one's 100 metres left, the other's 100 metres right.
Jeez, you must have whacked it. You've been walking for about 400 metres.
I know.
I know.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Sounds like the big
Birdie's about to play a shot, and then I'll chuck him on.
Right, that course.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's a great time of year, and... we get to do this.
He's playing the shot. You've got to lower your voice, Dan.
Yeah, he's coming now.
Hey, Dan, just quick one. No, one sec. Do you think Tiger Woods can win another major?
Oh, I hope he can because I love him. Yep. I absolutely love him, so I hope he can. He might be able to. Depends how he comes back. Yeah, Let's say yes, he can. Phil Mickelson did.
He's a better player than Phil Mickelson, isn't he? But Phil Mickelson didn't have the bodgy leg.
No,
he didn't have a car crash. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Silky back on the fairway yet?
Playing his wedge shot. Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, that sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded good. He's just pulled it a little bit left. I'll put him on. Jackson Bird.
Oh, Birdie.
Here we are live on the 7th. Bonnie Doon and Jackson Bird is just...
JB, you're here with Joel and Fletch. Can I just ask you this? What are you playing off? Because you're a bowler. I'd imagine you weren't very good.
No, I'm a pretty poor 18.
Oh, we should be playing for money.
Yeah.
We should be playing for
money. So,
Birdie...
No.
Birdie, how far from hitting is Dan? Is he close to addressing the ball?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't taken a shot this hole. So, he's skipping this one. So, you got him in the last one. He hit one out of the. He was on the phone before in the bunker, and he hit one straight into the lip, and then it hit him in the back. So,
hey Jackson, I'm going to ask you about our newest Australian captain. Paddy Cummins,
yes.
You being a fast bowler as well, tell me this. Yep. How difficult will it be for him? Because the talk is he can't do both. He can't bowl, he's 30, 40 overs and also set the field. So will he go down a fine leg? Do you think he'll field it at fine leg? Or because he's captain now, he's got to field in the covers?
No, I think he'll probably field mid-off to mid-off, I reckon. It is pretty tough. I've done a couple of games of captain in Sheffield Shield and it can be a little bit tough running into bowls, sort of thinking about plans and stuff for the next sort of couple of overs. But, he's got a lot of good leaders around him that I'm sure can take over the reins when he's bowling. So I think the only issue that could come up is if he gets rested or if he gets injured. Obviously, fast bowlers are pretty prone to injury. So, you never know. But he's got a great cricket brain. So, I'm sure he'll do a great job.
What was your record as skipper? What was your percentage of wins?
Two draws.
That's all right.
We had Victoria 9 down and I hit Dan Christian on the shin and it got given not out and then we went off a rain on the end of day four.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Bloody Dan Christian.
Right. Yeah. Try and get him in the shin now with a Callaway.
Well, put him back on.
Get on, right, mate.
Thanks, Birdie.
Thanks, boys.
Hey, gents.
How'd you hit him, mate? How far from the pin?
I just put the ball down the middle of the fairway. I'm about probably 20 foot away, a bit short of the green. Yeah. Fletch, I was actually a bit disappointed last year when I invited you to our post-win celebration and you couldn't make it.
I couldn't make it, no, because I had radio. Yeah. But I did like the fact you were still in the magenta for 3 or 4 days afterwards. That was very impressive. So, when you said you're a good boy back then at school...
Mm.
Has it changed a little bit?
I didn't drink when I was at school, so that was...
What's wrong with you?
That's probably the difference. like I said, I was a good boy. Whereas, and I suppose I've been lucky enough to have a little bit of success the last few years. So, I've enjoyed celebrating winning titles.
All right. If you're playing golf with the boys now, who are the three other guys you would like to... And he can be in any team you've ever played with, like in the IPL or out in the Big Bash. Who's three players that you'd love to go and celebrate a beer with?
Oh, I got to play in the first couple of years of the Big Bash. I got to play with Joey.
Oh,
So I'm going to have to throw Joey in there as someone I'll play cricket with. Who else? Moses is a very good celebrator.
Yeah.
Mitchell Marsh is a very good celebrator. And
what about
for someone that can actually organise a party, I'll go with Chris Gayle.
Oh, yeah. Is he a big drinker, Chris Gayle?
Not really, no. No, he's a sneaky one. Like, he'll just have half a vodka lime soda in his hand for the whole night and hardly touch it.
Yeah. He'd be having a few pots points, though, I'd imagine, being from the Caribbean, for sure. What about the Indian players? Are they party animals?
Yeah, they don't mind a night out, particularly after after an IPL game. We in Bangalore this year, we had a couple of ripping nights. Virat, for all of his bluster and bravado on the field, he's a very sociable lad. He's sort of first one down the bar and making sure everyone's there and everyone's got a drink in their hand. So he's good value. Yeah.
I'm warming to him. And what's the drink when you're in India? What's the drink of choice?
Kingfisher's the beer.
Yeah. Any illusions? Have illusions?
No. No. You mean like do they give you illusions? They give you rotten headaches.
No, maybe the illusions, the Midori illusions, used to get in jugs.
Oh, those things. No,
he's too young for that.
I've never seen them.
The test tubes. Remember you drinking out of the test tubes?
Yeah.
Oh, they were the days.
Well, Dan, mate, we started the call on hole four. You're up to the 16th, mate. We appreciate your time.
I'm on the 19 now.
Thank the boys too.
Yeah, thank you. And next time you win the Big Bash, I'm coming. So invite me again.
All right, deal. I'll hold you to that for sure.
Thanks, mate.
Beautiful. There he is.
Right,